June 8th, 2011, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Everybody, council's ready. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting for June 8th, 2021, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. First item is approval minutes. I have one set. I think that everybody should have had an opportunity to review, and that's the audit meeting from May 27, 2021. All in favor?
I will abstain.
Motion carries and voting the attention of Councilman Rowe. Next item is just a brief update on COVID-19. I'm thrilled to report that the 7-day rolling average positivity rate in Saratoga County is now 0.7%. And number of positive tests in the past 7 days is now at the lowest at 41 individuals. We did receive some guidance from the state. Just a highlight on that. Just in general, and this has probably been reported, school districts can lift the requirement that students must wear masks outdoors. The number of COVID hospitalizations statewide is now 799. As of 11 a.m. this morning, 68.6% of adults in New York have completed at least one vaccine dose. To-go alcohol beverages will continue very reduced. And New York's Vax and Scratch lottery program has been extended through June 11th. So that's the highlights of the Capitol today. I skipped over setting future meetings and workshops intentionally. Most likely we'll be scheduling a public hearing after we have a discussion under Agenda Item 7 related to zoning and fences in the town. We'll come back to 7 that day. Item 4.
I just touch on the COVID phones there. When might we be seeing those meetings and then people allow that to be?
Well, I know that the executive order sunsets allowing us to do Zoom meetings tomorrow, I believe.
It's actually right now the 16th, but I saw a new executive order yesterday that might be sent to July 5th.
Okay.
Item 4 on the agenda, Recreation Department, we have a couple items. First one is a request to hire Jack Payton as a lifeguard with the Town of Monroe Recreation Department at a rate of $12.50 per hour, which would be effective immediately and subject to successful completion of the background pre-employment physical within a 2-week period. I believe town board members have, at least some have interviewed.
Yes.
And that's the recommendation of personnel committee. So, somebody like to move that?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. The rec leader received a request last week in relation to the town board's thoughts on having our town, who operated a long-standing business in the town, served in the town, but also served the town and the region, would like to make a donation on behalf of her husband, who has since passed. I'm looking for permission to plant a tree at the Meter Park in his memory. So I just want to bring the board's attention to see if that's something they'd be interested in.
Oh, I didn't have any opposition to it. I thought it was fine.
Right, and I agree with Councilmember Tassaway. It would be great to have that, take that donation for our park.
Any other
questions?
So the individual is Belinda Hunt, and her husband Jim Hunt was the owner of Tree Care by Stan Hunt. So I will inform the rec leader that the town board is very much in favor of it, and we appreciate a member of our community wishing to add to the list of our recreation facilities. So I'll pass that on. Okay. Next item from the rec leader, a couple of items. First one we already did was recognition to hire lifeguard of San Mar Beach. The next item, I don't know if the committee wants to go through it. I can go through it on its back. Totally up to the recreation committee. Second item is he'd like to offer a Bulldog Select Summer Basketball Camp again in 2021, which we did in 2019. I think he's provided a flyer to board members for their perusal. It'll be for 5 weeks starting July 5th, using all three outdoor basketball courts at the park. It will be offered on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon each week, or Thursday as a rain date. And the program will be open to grades 1st through 8th. Town will pay Al Vasek and three other counselors to run the camp at an approximate cost of $4,000. Town will also provide participant shirts, approximately the cost of $500. The registration would be $40 per week or $200 for all 5 weeks, with a maximum number of participants at 80 per session, which extrapolates to 400 in the summer. And estimated revenue from the program, according to rec leader, would be $12,000, with a maximum revenue if the camp were to complete its goal at $16,000. Any thoughts on that?
I have thoughts. I mean, I like the idea of a basketball camp. I'm wondering, there was discussion that I had with Peter about possibly using some of the high school employees that we have as the counselors and basically employ them as assistants to this, because some of them have experience with basketball, and I thought that was a great idea. It kind of, it does two couple things, keeps them busy during the summer, and keeps them in a program that we think would be beneficial for the community and help them along with the basketball program. I like it. I guess I would say I would back this. The other was, do you want to go into the other or not?
Well, let's get through this one.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like the idea of it. Yeah, yeah.
So does that move forward with this or not move forward?
I'm going to say yes, let's move forward with it. I don't have an actual reason not to, but,
you know. Can I just ask a question of your thought, because I haven't had time to discuss it. Move forward with it as proposed, or with using a town employee to be the assistant?
If we can use the town employees as assistants, I think that would be great.
You don't think there'd be additional cost if we're doing that? Would they be on our payroll?
I would think that they would be utilized under our payroll and no additional cost as far as running the camp.
I would support it. guess, you know, what you were saying, and I know you had some questions, but I think at this point, I think they may have a concern, or was there a concern last year with cancellations and then over paying kids more than, or counselors more than what we had planned for? Is that?
Well, if there are a ton of employees, it shouldn't be such an issue.
Okay.
It can be utilized for other things at the park, but, you know, let's say it's canceled on account of weather. Mm-hmm. There should be other things for them to be doing down there.
No, I agree. Do we, speaking of, is there a rain delay or a rain cancellation policy and then refunding? I think we got that issue. We had weather-related refunds, I think. Right, didn't we have to deal with your office and refunds with?
I think so, yeah.
And I don't know if we ever clarified how we were going
to
do that.
You know, I would like to go forward with the camp. I'd like to see some of the numbers, though. You know, the estimate of $4,000 for the Al Vasek and three other counselors. I'm curious as to what costs are being associated with that. The rest of it, I think, is pretty well put about. You know, I would say let's move forward with approving the camp, but I think we need to discuss what the quote unquote salary will be. If we can do that.
If you're comfortable with moving forward, what's an option to consider the maximum cost not to exceed $4,000? Because I know you would like to explore this thought and weigh out the difference between these counselors we need planning on maybe using versus what it really costs us with our hourly rate.
Yes.
Because whichever is the most cost effective might be the best solution. So.
Right. I agree.
Do we want to be here now?
What's that?
Do we want to talk to Peter right now?
I don't think we need one on the pocket. We can get it if you want.
I'd have to stand by because there's a part three to the request here, which we'll get into shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can go ahead. I would like language in the flyer to include whatever the policy is for the cancellation. So I think there should be standard operating procedure for any time we collect money.
Yes.
For a program. So it's in writing. Clerk doesn't have to figure out what to do. Employees don't have to figure out what to do. It's right there in the form that they sign up on. So I would recommend that change. I do agree in the details as far as payment can be worked out. Maybe iron that out.
Yeah.
And let us know what.
I just need a little more time. But yes.
That's fine. So, do we need a resolution on that to create the program?
You should have that.
All right. So, I guess the resolution would be that the support of the town creating the Bulldogs Select Summer Camp, summer basketball camp for 2021 for a 5-week period starting July 5th. And registration would be with equal $40 per week or $200 for all 5 weeks.
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. And a little bit more work to be done on that for details, and we'll get that ironed out. Third request is the rec leader would like to offer 2-week-long nature camps at the park. This summer, 1 week in July, 1 week in August, with dates to be determined. The camps would be taught by the rec leader with help from one other rec staff person. Topics would include mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, insects, and plants, hands-on activities, games, and crafts. There would be a Monday through Friday. It would be Monday through Friday with 2 sessions, one in the morning for 2 hours, 9 to 11, and an afternoon one from 1 to 3 p.m. And it would be open to grades kindergarten through 6 with a maximum of 25 kids per session. Registration would be $30 per week with a maximum number of kids all session at 100. The estimated cost for materials is $500, and the estimated revenue with the campus completely filled out would be $3,000.
I like it. This is similar to what Peter did up at the Isle of Orange, and it kind of goes along with his wanting to build that butterfly exhibit. I don't even know where we are with that, other than I think some wood has been cut to actually start building. But beyond that, I don't know. Location is one of the key things that we need to be looking at. But with this, I know that there's still a lot of nature in our park that he could be teaching other kids about. And I think it's a good thing.
In the interview, it was one of the things we liked about him, and we were hoping to bring additional opportunities to the park other than just the traditional sports activities. So I'm supportive of the offering.
I agree also. Expanding the opportunities at the park is one of our big objectives, and this certainly fits in there. It's just offering something besides of what we have been now. So I'm certainly supportive of it.
I'm also supportive of it. Would you like to? He's ready to comment if you have any questions for him. I don't know if anyone has any questions for him.
I didn't come into the meeting, so I don't at this time. I appreciate being available.
Any other questions? So I guess the motion would be to create the nature camps as described, with a registration fee of $30 per week.
I do have a comment, and it just occurred to me that it's 1 week in July, 1 week in August. It would be nice if we could actually set those dates before school lets out and maybe get something into the school so kids can take them home to the parents.
He puts it down here at the bottom. Where is it? If the board is supportive of going forward with these two camps, I will work with the school district, send flyers home and advertise over the next few weeks. So he's got that in his radar too.
Right. I'm just thinking that we probably would need to get him to establish what we say are in the next couple of days. But I do want to move forward with this. I like the idea of it.
So we have a motion on the table. So
what's that?
I didn't know if I finished the proposed. I don't know, but it sounds like you did. We have a motion.
You finished with it being $30 per week.
Yeah,
that's where you ended.
It would be 2 1-week periods, one in July and one in August.
So,
second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I think that would be prudent at this time is to remind all the department heads making requests to the board. If they're looking for legislative action, please include all board members so they have the information available to them that they will be voting on prior to the board meeting. Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Item 5, the assessor's office. We have a request for continuing education at Cornell. We're going to have a copy of the request from our assessor and the assessor's clerk to attend the 2021 Cornell Fall Conference offered by the New York State Assessors Association, which runs July 11th through July 16th. Everybody has the details there before them. The assessor clerk would be signing up for course one, which is appraisal principles and procedures. It's a 5-day course. Requesting approval for 5 nights, which is $595, as well as travel to and from the conference, which is 189 miles times two. That's kind of one way.
Yeah.
So that'd be 201 and extent. The course, appraisal principles and procedure course is $407. And the food incidentals, another $364, or approximately in total of $1,641, and that is for the assessor's clerk. The other is for the assessor. She's looking for permission to attend the same conference for the period July 11th through July 13th. And she would be attending the evaluation of self-storage facilities course. It's a two-day course. The hotel cost for two nights would be $238. Travel to and from the conference is 202 miles times two. 56 cents would be $226.24. The course itself, evaluation of self-storage facilities, $260. And food and incidentals would be another $166 for a grand total of $890. This would come out of account code A1355.4, which has a balance as of the end of May of $13,127.67. She also has a second request in there in option two, which is a little cheaper in cost for the assessor. However, she is recommending we go with option one, which is what I just discussed in detail. Now, what you want the board to be aware that if they both do go with the recommendation, the assessor's office will be closed for 2 days, July 12th and July 13th.
I think it's time to request
the motion. Yeah, so the motion would be to allow the senior assessor clerk, is that to attend the continuing education Cornell program for a total not to exceed $1,641, and the assessor to also attend a similar course for amount not to exceed $890. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item six, Municipal Water Sewer District's got a couple items here. So the town was not successful in being awarded a CDBG grant for the year 2020, and we'll be having a meeting as to the details of why we weren't successful, so that perhaps we have a higher probability for the grant that we're about to submit in July for the 2021 program. But as a result of that funding, we need to do a contract amendment, change order number two. I believe the board members have a copy of it. And just in a nutshell, as I indicated, the town applied for the grant to fund the sewer improvements in the Bluebird Terrace Mobile Home Park. The grant was submitted to both reduce the project costs and protect from cost overruns from the bid phase of the project. Unfortunately, the grant application was not selected for funding. Fortunately, favorable bids were received, sufficient project budget remains available for this work. So the town's engineering project is recommended, this Laverge group is recommending that the town add Bluebird Terrace Mobile Home Park to the Newcastle-based contract using the unit price of bid as allowed by existing contract documents. It indicates that this approach is acceptable. He's enclosed a change order which requires board authorization to move forward. And he says, please note that this addition is allowed by existing contract documents, which means the town can avoid having to rebid this work under current economic conditions. So contract date is March 30th, 2021. Project Sewer District 1, Extension 5. And the resolution would authorize the scope of work described on the contract documents as deductible alternate number 1. Gilbert Terrace Mobile Home Park, based on the contractor's original unit price of bid and as authorized by change order 1. Contract price prior to the change order was $11,081,400. The net increase resulting from this change order would be an additional $520,777, which would bring the current contract price with this change order up to $11,602,177. To be completed by December 15, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
The only, Mr. Supervisor, the April 25th date needs to be changed to today.
To today's date? Any other change?
No.
So at the beginning, I updated the change order. The change order of April 25th, 2021. And that should be stricken from the resolution. Today's date should be inserted, which is 8/8/2020.
Motion to approve. I'll withdraw the first motion and submit a second motion to approve.
The second motion.
Any other discussion?
Yes, I have a question. The date, December 15th, 2022.
Yeah.
Is that when this project, this whole project, was expected to be done?
No, that's when the work, I think, in the Bloomberg Terrace will be done.
Yeah, I think that's a substantial completion date for that.
Yeah. So, okay, because the reason I brought that up is I know the last meeting we were excited to hear. From the pre-construction meeting that they gave us an end date of end of this year, 2021.
That's a pretty aggressive date.
Okay, so I didn't know if that, but then this spur or this part of the project will be completed at a later date?
That's no. The full contract. That's what the substantial completion date of the contract is.
Okay. So that means everything we've done before December 15, 2022.
I don't know off the top of my head.
That is the hope of the contractor, but that's a very aggressive pace.
But that's a year and a half out at this point.
Right.
So, but they're saying the first major part of it, they're expected to have done by end of December 2021.
So, right. Commercial corridor potentially could be operational by the end of this year.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just making sure I'm clear on hearing all those dates. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do you have the business on that? Or?
Absolutely.
So that includes that resolution?
Yes. Just the amended motion to include that resolution.
Okay.
Right?
Authorize the supervisor to sign the change order.
Correct.
That's what it's called. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Next item I have on Municipal Water and Sewer Districts. I spoke with the mayor of the village of South Clinton Falls. They are very much interested in extending the intermunicipal agreement that we have in place with the village to provide them with water in the event of an emergency. And they have requested that we extend that. Again, and I think what we did is what the town board approved previously. It's my recommendation that we just extend it out the same terms. I spoke with the mayor this afternoon. He's calling us a special board meeting for tomorrow. We're going to take this up and approve this on.
And this will be for a 6-month agreement?
6-month agreement. Only used in an emergency. Total purchase by the village per day would not exceed 800,000 gallons, and per month shall not exceed 25 million.
When would we want to start talking about renewing this for after the 6 months is over? is it that 5 month mark? Because I feel like this ended about 6 months ago, but I feel like we were right about here a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I know we were able to kind of get come to the table. Is 6 months something that we want, or do they, would they be more interested in a year? Because I know last year was, hey, let's give it 6 months and then revisit it if we need to. And it turns out we are going to do the exact same contract as last year, but you know, there's a big change in it. It was hard, I think. Because they're in a situation where they need water.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, there's a requirement that they have access to Conroe water, like now.
Right.
And so that's why it came about. So they're looking, they don't have a copy of the proposal. Jesse has provided it to the village.
Okay.
And, you know, it's, I'm happy to do, extended terms for whatever they want, but in my conversations, they were talking about the duration, they just wanted to be able to. So I would suggest we approve what's before us, authorize me to sign a contract upon signature of the village rep and representative, and if the water committee wants to massage that, I recommend that the conversation be good.
Okay, sounds good.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? On favor?
Yeah.
And this is also authorizing the supervisor to contact.
After the village does.
I'm pretty good about signing things sooner than that. Also under item 6, municipal water sewer districts. As we did at the previous board meeting for municipal water, you now have before you this evening similar documents, only they relate to the sewer districts. And this is as we move forward with our consolidation efforts. And it requires, first of all, that the town designate itself as lead agency under SECRA. And I believe the clerk has a copy of that proposed resolution.
I do.
Would you like to read that?
Sure.
Thank you.
A resolution designating the town of Monroe as lead agency pursuant to Part 617 of the State of New York Environmental Quality Review Act with respect to the consolidation of one sewer district and six sewer district extensions, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 2, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 3, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, into one consolidated sewer district subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. Whereas the town of Monroe has heretofore established one sewer district and six sewer district extensions, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 2, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 3, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5. And whereas the said town of Monroe, on behalf of the existing sewer district and six extensions, wishes to consolidate the aforementioned one sewer district and six extensions into the town of Monroe Consolidated Sewer District Number 1, a municipal corporation existing pursuant to the laws of the State of New York and created pursuant to the provisions of Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. And whereas in connection with the consolidation of the aforementioned one sewer district and six extensions, the town of Monroe will need to review the environmental impact, if any, associated with the consolidation. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau be designated as lead agency with respect to the environmental review associated with the consolidation of the one aforementioned sewer district and six extensions pursuant to Part 617 of the State Environmental Quality Review Act. And it is further resolved that the town supervisor be authorized to sign any and all documents associated with the environmental review of the consolidation of the aforementioned one sewer district and six sewer district extensions pursuant to Part 617 of the State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that leads us to part two of the process, with the resolution authorizing the endorsement of the proposed joint consolidation agreement for Town Moreau Sewer District 1 and 6 Sewer District extensions. Are you happy with that?
I do. A resolution authorizing the endorsement of a proposed joint consolidation agreement pursuant to Section 751-2A and 752 of the General Municipal Law consolidating one Town of Moreau Sewer District and six Sewer District extensions, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 2, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 3, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 4, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5, into one consolidated sewer district subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. Whereas the Town of Moreau has heretofore established the following Town of Moreau Sewer District and extensions, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 2, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 3, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 4, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5. And whereas the said Town of Moreau, on behalf of the one existing sewer district and six sewer district extensions, wishes to consolidate all of such areas into the Town of Moreau Consolidated Sewer District Number 1, a municipal corporation existing pursuant to the laws of the State of New York and created pursuant to the provisions of Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. And whereas the town board, by and through its supervisor, is desirous of endorsing and subsequently entering into the annexed proposed joint consolidation agreement, consolidating the one sewer district and the six sewer district extensions into one consolidated sewer district, serving the following sewer districts: Sewer District Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 1, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 2, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1 Extension 3, Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 4, and Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 5. And whereas the new consolidated sewer district will assume jurisdiction over all areas previously served by the one sewer district and the six sewer district extensions. And whereas in order to consolidate the one sewer district and the six sewer district extensions, it is necessary that the Town of Moreau comply with all the provisions of Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau, acting on behalf of the Town of Moreau, hereby endorses the attached proposed joint consolidation agreement. And it is further resolved the town personnel and officers shall undertake the steps required under the aforesaid Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York to comply with the provisions thereof to effect such consolidation.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
I just want to point out, similar resolution for water district consolidation, this will require a public hearing, which we're probably scheduling for both of these tasks at the next town board meeting. I think that's the direction.
I think that's what I'm going to say. It won't occur at the board meeting, but we're scheduling.
So, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 7 this evening on the agenda is zoning. I have a couple items. The first one I have is I have all the board members received correspondence from request extension of zoning at 516 Selfridge Road, which is parcel 77.1-29, and 359 Manford Road, rear, which is parcel 77.1-28.5. The bottom line is, the property is currently zoned. Yeah, so it's one of those parcels that has split zoning, and they would very much like to have it go from our two, which is one two-family residential, to be included in our five, which is agricultural, and one-family residential. And this property actually borders the existing Sheriff County Agricultural District number one and some other farming operations as well. And I believe this action cannot be taken by administrative, by the zoning administrator.
Right.
Requires legislative action to do that. And do you want to add any more on that?
So it's under 265 of the town law, allows the town board to agree to the petition. I don't know when they actually need this done, and it has to be a change to the zoning map. Because we're including this in here, and the board should look to see whether it is conducive to a comprehensive plan, which pursuant to the petition, I believe it is. So what the board would have to do is we'd have to do seeker, we'd have to go through kind of the local law process to do this.
So obviously there's a legal designated process for that. The important, probably the most important information included in the petition is that they're looking to purchase this property and they have planned to close sometime during the week of July 26th, 2021. I have no idea whether that's something that can be accommodated. But for the public's information, everything in green, supporting documents is already part five or agricultural zone. Part of the parcel already is included in that, however, it's a split parcel. And so where the red box is, I'm not sure if everyone can see that, they would like that property to be included in the R5 zone because it has agricultural structures on it, and I believe they have an agricultural use for them. And interestingly, the soils, on the soils map, have been labeled as Windsor loamy sand, which is undulating, which has a farmland status, or quote, farmland of statewide importance. As everyone here knows, I'm a staunch advocate for doing everything we can to, protect our, valuable farmland, and, you know, this request.
Is there any concern that, I guess this would have to go up through a public hearing?
Right.
And public comment period? That's the public comment period, public hearing?
Okay.
But then you have the local law, public input.
Information being shared tonight, are you looking for direction to move forward?
So, I guess they are looking for town board interest in moving that process forward.
Not necessarily opposed to the idea at all. I would be interested in hearing what the neighbors have to say. I don't know what are any of for here developed anything on it, or is that?
No, just looking at that.
Because I believe the candy cane farm's one of these, right?
Yeah,
it's one of these, I think.
We're on the street road there.
Okay. So they used to be in the ag district area, so it's really worth it. So my concern is the residential area, you know, you're going to have ag operations in a how close to a residential area in the future. I like the idea, and I like that they're asking us to do it, you know, help them with it. I guess I'd like to hear what the concern would be from the neighborhood first. I don't live there. So I can't really say yes or no at this point in time. But I think we should explore it. That's my question.
There's pictures of it.
Yeah.
I certainly don't have a problem moving forward with it. And the town's point, I'd like to see what the public has to say about it. But basically, I'm going to go forward with it.
So, I just want to share with you the parcel is 17.23 acres. So, we're not talking about a 4-acre, 5-acre parcel.
Right.
There's actually provisions under the ag district law that allow you to see ag value assessment on acreage less than 10 acres within a certain farm. This is almost close to that.
Well, I wonder if you're what the public would say, we have to start the process, I assume, yes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have the draft proposals, goes out for public hearing and comment, and then obviously it's our job to take those comments and consideration before we act on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point, it's more administrative on our end to start the ball rolling so the public can be in on
it. We need a motion to have you do that, or kind of direction to have it.
Mm-hmm. So, you're going to want to schedule a public hearing then?
Like tonight?
That's up to you. It's just like any other local law.
Yeah,
you're changing.
We don't have the draft local law.
Well, it's not, all it is a zoning map. You're changing the map. You're not actually changing the
zoning map. So we don't have
the law. You do. You have to, the zoning map will be the law. That's
right.
The map.
That's the legal map right there.
I think that Jim should look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can schedule that at the next meeting.
Okay.
That will give you plenty of time for Jim to look at it and weigh in and give you the proper response.
Well, I think there's a time issue. I think we should get to the public as soon as possible. If we wait for the next meeting, we're going to have
a month.
Can we,
they have a month to on their closing date.
Okay.
But we just have the meeting, the public hearing following the first weekend in the first one in July. Because if you set it at the next meeting,
mm-hmm.
then you can have it at the following.
Okay.
And that falls in their time period, right?
So we're asking the approval.
I want to, this is not the actual official zoning map, we want to check for the, you know, have the official zoning map done.
Okay. And I did talk with him in favor of the request.
Okay. Yeah, it's something that can be done in the next one.
Alright, so, what do
you think? You don't need to do anything?
Alright, okay. I'll do that. Alright, so there's that item. Also under zoning, town council, attorney for town, had requested assistance from or proposal from the town's engineer to assist in solar projects that may be coming for review before the town as we move forward with our solar law. And so we reached out, and we do have a proposal from town engineer Verge Group, and the letter states, as requested by the requiring technical review within the town. We propose that a $2,200 fee should be sufficient for a smaller scale solar project. This estimated fee is based on a single review of the following materials: the application form, site development plans and details, secret part one, project narrative and reports customary of solar development projects, plan and specification for life cycle system decommissioning, and cost estimates for system decommissioning. As everyone's aware, we have requirements on draft law for funding being set aside by developers for decommissioning. And so, you know, I don't think any of us have the experience to set that figure, and that's one of the things that they assist us with. He says, please note, we assume the town planning and zoning consultant will prepare the zoning review and secret analysis of the project. In addition, this estimate does not include the SWPPP reviews for these projects, which would be done under a separate review escrow estimate. The above estimate assumes no significant problems will occur during the review process. It further assumes that any information requested from the applicant will be submitted completely in detail and promptly. Should issues arise during the review process that begins to exhaust the estimated fee, we propose to notify the town in writing so additional escrow funds can be obtained from the applicant to authorize review to continue. Please notify us when we receive the escrow funds. So, for the point, the important thing here is that this is the applicant that has to place the money.
Correct, just like any other technical review.
So this would be authorizing the designated town engineer to do that review, and that's what the cost would be. Okay.
Yep.
Somebody like to move that before?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And also under zoning, as we discussed the previous couple board meetings and prior to that those as well, we had a request relating to updating our code in relation to Chapter 70, which is Just fences. And I think all board members have provided input to town attorney, which has provided a draft, which I think all board members have copied before this evening. And if the board is okay with the changes that have been assembled, we need to schedule a public hearing on the draft of the law number 2 of 2021.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be to, if everybody's okay with the language as is, to schedule a public hearing for 6:40 on June 22nd, which is right before our audit meeting.
6:40?
Yeah.
6:40?
Yeah, we have 6:45 to have our audit
meeting. You don't expect us to have a heck of a lot of feedback on that, I think, if anything, we're going to be able to please that we're doing this. So I think that's the first time.
Okay. And we're here that night. Everybody good with 6:40?
Yes, sir.
So we need a resolution setting the public hearing. Somebody like to move that?
Motion to approve setting the public hearing for June 22nd at 6:40 p.m. For the
local law number 2 of
2021. Chapter 7.
All in favor?
I'm sorry, discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Do
you see where you just declare yourself the agency?
Somebody like to make a motion declaring the town of Berle lead agency on proposed local law number 2020.
So,
any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else on this, Councilor? Next item I have listed on the agenda is Winterberry Development. I know the town board members have been received correspondence from neighbors requesting authorization for some work to be done on town property, newly acquired town property, and I know that town attorney has been working with our zoning administrator. I think the latest development, after feedback from the zoning administrator, is
yeah, the request at the last meeting was that the town allow the contractor to come on and take a few trees off to help with grading. As we looked into it more and got some more information, it expanded a little bit, and it's just a little more involved. And speaking with Jim Martin to make sure we do it all legally appropriate, there would need to be a grading plan and erosion and sediment control plan. We're hoping it's under an acre, so we would not need a SWIP. Everything that we would have to do anyway, if it was on somebody else's property, you'd have to do it here. You would need a focused grading plan. You'd need some kind of existing, you'd need some topography on a survey done, because my understanding is it's between 60 and 70 trees being taken down. We don't know if they're being taken, if they're being put, or the stumpages. There's just not enough information. And my understanding is that it wasn't going to be seeded either as an issue with stabilization. So there's a lot more involved than just taking a few trees down and getting a whole harvest. So Jim has put together a memo and sent it to the board listing all of this out. We can do this, we can move forward and doing it properly. It's not going to meet, I don't believe, the quick turnaround time that the homeowners had hoped. But in order to do it legally proper, we have to follow these steps.
Question, please. It sounds like there'd be some additional cost. Yes. Maybe, so do we have a round number on that?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
No, we.
Well, that's up to town.
There would be some cost. I'm just curious what that might be. I think we're going to have to go back to the residents and stuff. But that would be a question. So we could talk to Jim about that maybe.
Yeah, it would be the cost of a survey. You have to, the surveyor. And since we just had the property surveyed, you can just go back to West Howard and see if they'll do it stuff on Togo. One thing, intervals on the Togo. But there will need to be some kind of erosion and sediment control plan. Maybe not a fully engineered plan, but there should have to be, there will be some cost involved. And who pays for that, that's your call.
The council is a lot closer, so I don't want to step on any toes there. But I mean, I'm hoping it will go quicker, but I think it's easier. But if you don't have the answer, unless you talk to the residents.
I've tried to share with the residents. They're on one family member, another one's on. They wanted to text me to come in. It's actually 20 to 30 trees. I was under the impression it was 20 to 30 trees for one piece of property, but it was more trees that went down. So that number is, was given incorrectly by me. It was more than the 20 to 30 trees. But I don't think that's the issue at this point. Mr. Hogan, myself, Alan, did you and Al, we looked at. Now, you said these are legal steps that have to be taken.
If you want to properly protect the town's property, you want to make sure that the area is complies with any erosion and sediment control, or there's not going to be additional issues with grading, that these are just, you don't even know how much you want to grade. So these are requirements that you would have to do to find out the work that needs to be done. I'm not saying it's stuff that can't be done, it's just there's a process that has to go forward.
Yeah. So we're running into a little bit of a timeline issue. We couldn't do anything about this until we owned it. How long ago did we own this back? 3 weeks ago, maybe? Or less. So they did reach out in March, but it wasn't our property then, so we couldn't do anything about it. I guess my question right now is the erosion control, if you've seen it, I can only imagine what it just did with that downpour we just had. It was approved that way, I guess, by planning board originally. Is that how that would have gotten to be the way it is currently?
Well, that property is not on the maps.
Right, I'm just talking about like their own backyard.
Oh,
it's literally a 12 to 14 foot incline, all sand right now. It goes like this, there's about a foot at the top, and then there's a property line. So if they don't put a fence, they're going to have to put a fence along the top of this. And I'm just explaining it. I mean, I thought a little hand-drawn image here. It just seems like a lot. I mean, I'm no expert. But all they want to do is push sand out in this kind of backside over here. It's literally that simple. But this process is going to put them on a timeline because it's a development that's getting, I think, topsoil and seeded and sprinklers all at once. It puts them out until this gets done. And then they may have to pay additional to have it all done at some other time. The deal was the town wasn't going to pay for anything. It was all going to be on somebody else's dime. I think the deal, the discussion we had, there's no deal. Is there, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but if this was someone's own personal property, they would do it. And it would be done with in a gazillion years from now, there would be no negative impact from this. But do we have to go through every single step that Jim put on that paper?
If you want to do it properly, you want to protect the town's property that it just purchased. My advice as counsel and advice from your zoning administrator is to go through these steps.
Okay. Am I the only person who would be interested in saying, what if we didn't do that?
You would be doing it against my advice, but you're the town board. I'm the
attorney. In speaking with the neighbors, the residents, certainly it seemed like an easier process than it's turning out to be.
Yeah.
And I would very much want to try to help the neighbors out, but as an elected official, look out for the best interest of the town, which includes all residents. I have a hard time ignoring both legal counsel and our own administrative advice without some further discovery. I'm going to have to put time on that. I feel for the neighbors, the residents.
And I do respect everybody's opinion on this, too.
We didn't create this situation.
No.
I'm happy to move forward with it, but let's move by what is being recommended.
I think there's still some opportunity to help accommodate the residents in question. I know it doesn't meet their timeline, but I think that we all acknowledge that some of that's out of our control.
Sure.
I think maybe we gather a little bit more information that I would probably want to find with them, like what is the cost, if any, and what could be the timeline, if any. Give them that information and see if they want to pursue it. And if so, I certainly champion along with others doing that.
Right. Do we have any obligation to any of those trees from our property fall on their property? Is that anything that we have to worry about from our side?
Well, just like any other property.
Like an insurance claim or something?
Just like any other property owner. But I would caution you to put that out there saying you need to do this right now, ignoring all what's on what Jim has put together. I would caution you to not look at what if a tree falls? So if a tree falls, we have to do this right away. One of the good things about going through this process too also is that it'll allow for the proper grading, it'll allow for the proper stabilization, which will help the town and will help the neighbors. And if it's done properly, it'll look nice, which I'm sure they're going to want it to look nice behind there. So it's just, and I don't think it's going to take that long to do this. I mean, I don't think this is a long process to get it done.
So would they have to call a surveyor? I mean, at this point, this is all going to be on them, right? They're going to... Did you have a recommendation in here? Where did you... Anyone have a... No. I mean, who prepares a grading plan? Is that an engineer?
And
a set of control plan. Who would they go to for that?
I would recommend they call up the town and talk to Jim.
Okay.
And then he can walk them through it. Is it something the town can do at its own cost, or something the town can do at the cost,
Right. I think part of why the idea is it wasn't going to cost the town anything.
Well, obviously, just so you know, it's at the town's cost, we may have to run and, get your quotes and go forward that way.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I got it.
Good. So you've been a point person, essentially.
Yeah. And it makes so much sense to me. That's why I guess I'm having a tough time. And I get it. There's always rules. It seems like everything takes forever at this point. So,
we want to articulate conversation.
Yeah, there's two families listening to all of us. I think they probably hear it. So, they should call the zoning administrator, Jim Martin, as soon as possible.
That's what I would recommend. That's the way the town board wants to go forward.
I don't think we have any
options.
Yeah, we can help. If Councilman Newman or one other member wants to help the residents structure the process a little bit, and certainly we can do that.
I'll help as much as I can. I'm trying to help now. I do think time's of the essence. I mean, we just talked about changing our zoning map, and we were concerned about timing for those folks, and we should extend the same courtesy to these guys. So we should help them get it done as soon as possible.
Well, that's kind of, you and I or whatever could help these people along a little bit, and we could confirm with them and see what the quickest possible route to getting this thing done. Because I'm certainly in favor of helping these people out, but I understand the legal side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim would be more on how to get this thing going, get it open, and try to talk these people through it and see if they're willing to go that way. So maybe I have to stop at the CGM and talk to them, and maybe get these people and get in and talk and deal with them, even. Because I'd like to see this thing move, but if you say something, it seems to take forever. We have to see if they're willing to go through. They have to do the press. They have no options.
True.
So it's just seeing how fast we can get this thing through for
him.
Jim would certainly be the one to help us out with that. Because I would normally talk to him too and see if we can move this process along if they're still interested. So.
Right. Okay.
And for the record, I just want to become clear, Councilman Miller, I also support it. So just, I think
everyone's supportive. Right?
I agree here tonight.
But everyone is better at understanding you have to go through the process, or I just want to get it done. So I respect that. I appreciate that.
Welcome to my world.
My only concern is that everybody's nobody, so do we want to agree amongst us who's going to take point?
I will. Sorry.
I'll be happy to help, but as long as we know who's going to take next step.
I'll touch base with them tomorrow. Just confirm everything that Goddard was saying, and they should be following Jim Martin, and I'll be in touch with Jim Martin, and hopefully we'll talk about calling back.
We'll start from there.
Hopefully,
I can help. Yeah, thanks for doing all the legwork on that. I appreciate everybody going out there in person to take a look at it and bring information back to the board.
And I apologize. I guess I'll make one more comment. I kind of want to apologize to the residents because. As other board members, we stood there and knocked on the phones in the details. Maybe thought it was simpler than it is. So, for anything we might have
conveyed that might have misled them, I apologize. But we'll do all we can to get it sorted out.
Well, I was clear to make sure to say every single time we talk about it, it's not, there's no sense anywhere close to an approval until we,
yep,
because the board discussion, we have our legal side and supervisors' input. So, you know, we've been very clear that it was not close to being an approvable action until we did follow all proper steps.
Correct.
Okay, and that leads us to item 9 on this evening's agenda, which is the payroll RFP. Actually, I'm going to leave that characterization up to the crowd with the person who put the most time into it. Board members have a copy of the comparison. We received two proposals on our RFP. First one was from firm UKG, which had a one-time setup fee. This is the price of it. They provided $5,770 with a PEPM ongoing cost of $18.71. And the other firm is GTM, which had a one-time setup fee of $1,275 with the PEPM rate at $11.69. An evaluation was provided by my office that outlined price as well as service with our recommendation. I know Councilman Tasso had been working on this for a number of years now to get us to this point, and you want to add to the proposal that we have?
I think that you've summarized. I mean, other than price, there certainly was some weighted value on service and some other criteria that was defined in the request for proposals. And, you know, I'm not familiar with UKG. I am familiar with GPM as well as, you know, other towns and municipalities that use them, that they're local. And they met the criteria to find if the RFP and the other vendor didn't. So other than the price being less expensive than GPM, they also met the request that the town had and standards. And for the record, maybe not relevant, but there was a request that went out through all the different methods that were required, and several of the larger firms at least indicated or called and asked questions that we didn't have any other replies, which is a bit surprising. So we still have a good choice of a firm that handles other municipalities locally in GTM.
And just for background information for the public, my office has historically done payroll initially involving the principal account clerk and then confidential secretary. Actually have three people working on it at various parts of the process, and I have to thank Jeffrey Cruz, who did a lot of the legwork and put together the comparison looking at price and service. Under the price category, I already outlined those fees, but I also wanted to point out that GTM has included their fees for add-on services such as W-2 administration, which is $7 per employee, plus $70 base billing, time clock purchase option as well. UKG with W-2 administration included as part of the payroll service, and GTM's payment structure is still more affordable as W-2 administration is handled once per year. They also added that the extra roughly $8 per employee based on a 75 employee operation would adjust GTM's PEPM to roughly $12.35. So overall, from a price perspective, GTM is a more affordable option. In the second category of service, he indicated that I'll see the online services firsthand. Both payroll services seem to offer the same levels of service. The area that he's most interested in from an administrative standpoint is the training and ongoing support of the service. Based on both proposals, the ISOL platform is fully backed up by GPM. which would offer on-site help if needed. They're a local firm with the ability to help the town quickly if necessary. The Kronos platform is supported by the UKG firm. Their location is not disclosed in the proposal, but a quick internet search showed they are based out of Massachusetts and Florida. Additionally, the proposal states that any on-site help and training would require additional costs as a per-day rate, plus travel and expenses. So again, based on local support being provided as per the proposal, his opinion is that the GTM provides better service. So his recommendation, based on an extensive review to the town board, would be to accept the GTM payroll as our payroll service provider. Mainly, they offer a more affordable price point and have an additional advantage of being a local firm that can more easily provide ongoing support for the system. So,
I want to see us move forward and present a motion authorizing the supervisor to enter or to have council review any agreements if there are any for the services, and upon council approval, let's see the town move forward engaging GPM to provide their services.
Support that. Is that a motion?
Second.
Discussion. Under discussion,
one other additional comment, probably in the discussion, we've already, as we know, been putting infrastructure in place that will allow us to now start using current technology to automate the payroll process, and that includes time clock. So it's going to also save time at each of the remote locations. So there's just an ongoing added value to entering.
I do recall this is something that we had discussed at budget time and we had provided for in 2020 budget. So, hearing no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Thanks.
Lisa, in your office, will be happy.
She'd be more happy if I had spent more time out of the office.
Your words, not mine.
Item 10 on this evening's agenda, Highway Department. Actually, I would like to take that up on our other business this evening. After executive session on that. So we will take up the request under item 14 this evening. Supervisor items. First one is have a request from the attorney handling the purchase of the Old Town Hall, which is property located at 59 through 61 Hudson Street, for an extension on the to the closing. And there is a request for an extension through September. I don't support that, but I do support an extension of 30 days at this point in time. How the board feels about that.
Maybe I would not want to drag out the market's prime right now, the government's spending in line, but it's kind of off the market right now too, so I hate to miss the opportunity. So
yeah.
I would be more supportive of the title window.
So in
this is due to the concerns around voting.
So yeah, the reason for the request is that the existing village zoning complicates some of the aspects of the repurposing of the Old Town Hall. I did speak with our zoning administrator, who is also the zoning administrator for the village, and he indicated to me that there are solutions to some of the issues, but they need to be worked out, and that requires time. So I think if we give them some time, with that number, I'm not exactly sure. I certainly support another 30 days.
Your suggestion is 30 days?
Yeah. So I don't know what the rest of the board's thoughts are.
I think it's a good idea.
30 days.
So we'll need a motion to extend the closing period that's established by contract right now by an additional 30 days from today.
So, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Just as an informational item, I signed the request for extension of an irrevocable letter of credit number 19-13 dated June 21, 2019, to be extended to June 21st, 2021 through June 21st, 2022, from I guess I had to prove it with Avon Trust Company. And this is for the JD Micros Group letter of credit. That's interestingly with Winterberry. So I have the authority to do that, and we did accept that. So something about that. Next item is this would have been a standalone on the agenda, but it came in late. Town alarm panel quote. If you recall, by resolution, the town board approved Foresight Electronic Monitoring Systems Incorporated to replace the electronic alarm panel. April 27, 2021. However, they're requiring that they maintain the same level of insurance that we do with all of our contractors. They're unwilling to do that unless we pay for the cost of the additional insurance that they have to obtain. And they have indicated that that is another $800. So, if you would like them to do the work and have the necessary insurance that we require in all of our other contracts, we have to amend that resolution and add $1 million to it. Or you can do the work with no protection.
Well, and the April meeting when you approved it, that $800 is not for them above.
Oh, yeah, so I should point out that we had received three quotes at that time. The low quote was Foresight Electronics at $5,795.52. The next highest quote was Mahoney Unified Plus Incorporated, which was $8,555, plus an additional $28.50 monthly monitoring fee. And then the third quote was New York Fire and Signal, Fire and Security at $10,500. So the additional $800 cost would still keep them as the lowest vendor.
Well, my initial reaction was not felt too low to the official, in light of the fact that that's still going to be significantly less. And they've been our provider at this point. I would be in favor of motion to approve the additional expense of $800 for the premium. The premium is total to $1,500. So the motion would be to approve
Yeah, so that'll bring up to $6,595.52.
So,
approve revision to the total cost presented by Foresight in the amount of $65.95.52 is still needed in the low bid.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Looking to get some bits to sort of be prepared.
That's all good.
So, hopefully,
that's in the process.
We'll get that for next quarter, and then pay it out.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Also have a request to hire Frank Anderson at transfer station as part-time labor.
Before you leave, that's what we also ask you to put a second name. Are you sure it's a second?
No, no, we don't do it.
Along with Frank Anderson, could you correct, could you include the James Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, also interviewed by the transfer committee and member of the and by same rate of position, same information.
Yeah, so we've been short staffed for some time now. The personnel committee actually interviewed prospective candidates, so we do have a recommendation tonight to move forward with that. And as you just heard, two names are being recommended, James Wright, as well as Frank Anderson. The recommendation is that they be hired as part-time laborers for the Town Road Transfer Station at a rate of $12.50 per hour, effective immediately, subject to the successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a two-week period.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
I don't think the transfer station has looked at the request for replacing the compact or those routes, but
they did.
They did.
Okay. No, I talked to Mike today again about that. And he said he won't get three beds for replacing that roof. And I know we had two people, three people that put in bids back in about 2019.
Yes.
Mike offered. And I don't know if the board would want something like this, but to do it in-house, he's done roofing, he worked for a roofing company, he said he'd be willing to get the shingles and he'd be willing to take on the project. I don't know if the board would.
Well, I think if we could cost either way, we can discuss that.
Yeah, because like you said, he could do it on the spot. I mean, it would be a whole lot
to do. Yeah, the very basically could do it on like one thing and a whole down there. I had always thought that we could probably do things in house like that. If he's willing to take that on, that'd be great.
Yeah, just cost on the group.
Okay, I'll talk to Mike then. Because he said he'd be willing to do it.
So if we do that, then we probably don't need to seek out the
example.
Good.
Can I just ask in regard to that, being that he's already a town employee, we don't need to have additional insurance or anything like that for him,
correct?
Okay, that's
in other words,
right.
That shape of your head, that's a
good
thing,
right.
No? Okay.
Alright, that's all I have under any reports, any other community reports?
Well, yeah, so for the rec, I got notification that the new playground was inspected by the architects and for compliance of safety and passed $20. And that happened just today.
Awesome. I can tell you that the feedback that we're getting is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The draw down there. I dare say since the installation of the softball quads, this is the next largest draw for, and I've seen outside the area plates there.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a great offering for us. The heat is really getting, I think, drawing more people there. I just saw a pavilion with some young adults that had some special needs that I think they're using the entire pavilion. So, you know, it's a great so
we
that's a gem for it.
We have a drainage issue we've got to address. So, we'll work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few employees in my other job that have kids that they love playing here at Beach Park, and now they really love it. They kids a challenge. If they win, they get to go to the splash pad. And I think we've had some strong interest in renting a pavilion, one of the primary pavilions, which is right through the splash pad, or something like that. We might have to change our price in the structure from that one.
Good. Any other committee?
I know one thing I highly, I'd like to revisit something that we visited just a while back. It was the scheduling in the highway department. I know we changed the hours for union people for the summer. There was an issue with the, I think it was the name of the office, Morgan. And Morgan not being able to do the 10-hour days, 4 days a week. And I'm not quite clear on the reasoning behind that. I realize you want someone in the office, but, you know, they're not bringing out. On the weekend, we don't have anybody in the office, so I don't understand why. I don't understand why she couldn't be included in that. I just don't see the rationale behind it, and I just want to know what the real reasoning behind it is. I just don't care.
Someone else may have more clear recollection, but I believe in their job duties and job descriptions. We had talked about staff in that office. We serve the public, and we did all of the public.
Okay, it's actually in their job description.
Well, was that the right time? We have to look into that. I remember the discussion about that, so they may have more clarity, and we can talk to the highway superintendent, but...
I understand something, but we don't have staff in the weekend, too. There's no way.
It would be a common understanding of the general public to maybe not find somebody in an office on a weekend, but I could think the public would expect somebody to be available on a weekend.
That is my suggestion.
That's all. I share my perspective from what I remember, and maybe that's something different.
Yeah, so I've been on the board through all of the conversations, and for a number of years there was a request to make that job full time. And there wasn't enough support to make it full time until the point that it became support. And the vote of the board in making it permanent was with the directive that it would be for 5 days a week, and so that the public would be a live person answering the phone when somebody reached out to the highway department. And it would be during the typical work days of town employees here. And that's an unusual position. The union, there's language in the CSCA contract that gives the town board the authority at the request of the highway superintendent to go for 10-hour days. That's what the union employees are.
So that's about it. Thank you.
Yep. Any other committee report?
No.
So I have our special counsel waiting in the wings regarding the tax tertiary case, so I'm going to need an executive session to receive an update from our special counsel on this Article 7. Actions that are currently ongoing with the town. Also to discuss the work history of an unnamed person or persons employed by the town. And I guess that's all I did for you. Do you need anything else included in that, Councilor?
I do.
So I do need an executive.
Should I bring up one item? The tractor mower?
We'll bring that up. We're going to do a highway after you come out of there.
Okay.
So, somebody can move that.
I'll post it before the executive session.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone back. We're coming out of the executive session, and for the record, please let it reflect that no action was taken in executive session. That leads us to some items early in the agenda that we're going to take up later in the agenda for other business. That now brings us to two
two items. One is purchase of a tractor and mower, which was budgeted for in the 2021 budget. However, we also have another issue of replacing the Peter Road culvert. I think it's over Brook Branch of the Smith Hill. That was living through there. I have had conversations with Paul. I think you called me a couple days ago or last week, I can't remember, to let us know that we have an opportunity to reduce the cost of that project by a significant amount. You want to explain how that would happen, because it's going to require town board action if we choose to do that.
Well, we had it out three years ago for RFPs, and of course it expired. So working with the Army Corps and DEC and Saratoga County Soil and Water, they said a lot of people are using the Essex County bid because it's got the lowest prices in all county bids right now. And so I got into the paperwork with that with Saratoga County Soil and Water, and went through it, and it comes out to be Town and Country Bridge and Rail has got a lot lower rates, and for us to do on to that and thus have less paving this year, I can put trucks on and haul for them and save us more money. So it cuts the price down significantly and gives us a, we don't have to put it out of bid, we get the job done sooner than later. Because we're kind of limited at a time for when we can start and finish this project because it's in the slip field.
So the issue that has made this complicated is that a PO was not open for out of the 2020 budget, and the highway budget does not have the money for the project. Do you have a recommendation on how we should pay for it? Where the money should come from?
No, it's just game meeting tonight.
So the option for the board is we had budgeted money for new equipment in your budget for 2021. One of the options is we can utilize that funding to save the town and basically half the cost of what the project would have been if we had contracted it out elsewhere. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, right now we're running behind state mandate on the mowing of the roads, and I've looked into renting a piece of equipment. It's about $7,000 a month. So we have 4 months right now of mowing left. The dome hasn't been mowed for the landfill at all, and CT Mail made a comment about that when they were doing their last inspection, so I'm not sure where we stand on that. I know that I asked last meeting to put some money in the old mower, but that's just a band-aid. That's just to hold it together and try to get around until the new one would come.
Yeah, I had tabled that because I had a question. Is that the mower that we're trading, or is that something?
Yeah, that'd be the mower we're trading. And that was just to put a band-aid on to get some of this mowing done.
So, just for, I don't know if other board members are aware, when we bought that mower at Rec, half of it was paid for from the landfill account. And the reason that we were able to do that is we instead of paying the highway department mow the dome, we had the rec guy go over there and mow that once a year, whatever we did. But since then, when we got the other tractor, the highway department has been doing it. I don't know if you do it faster or later.
Oh, yeah, twice as fast.
Yeah. So there are options for mowing the dome, but we do have an issue with the other balance for the account.
I don't have any money. I don't see any money in ED5112, not in 4.13.
So that's the challenge. We're looking for ideas on how to get this work done.
on the understanding when I was talking with Jeff Cruz in December and January, because I was working with DEC that to get the culvert approved, that we had, you know, that once we had the board meeting that was approved, there was a PO ready.
Yeah, so, yeah, we did do the resolution, which, you know, the town board was in agreement to fund it with the 2020 funds. However, that requires a formal PO to be able to have the supporting documentation so that we have it on file. Should be, we'd be audited by the controller's office, and we didn't get a PO. So, the books got closed for 2020, which leads us to the scene.
On the current equipment, 5130-2, there's an unencumbered balance, you know, obviously this is the last day, you know, of 145, what was that all allocated for?
145 was allocated for the tractor, more.
All of it, I apologize for that. The 30,000 is sitting in the equipment repairs.
Excuse me?
There's 30,000, 31,000 is sitting in the equipment repairs. Was that stuff you still plan on getting repaired? Or is that
There's a lot of repairs to be done between now and there. Yeah. That'd be very close. I got a part for the radio on the green valley, so it's going about $1,000.
How much?
About $1,000 for a part for the radio.
Well, that one that was coming up.
It's out, but it wasn't planned for that.
So, if I read the supervisor correctly, REC could take over mowing the...
I don't know if they even mow the dome right now, so but they're small mower.
Well, I mean, we have funds in the landfill account we can contract it out.
I remember years ago we used to have somebody pay it.
Yeah. I don't think that they have the same number of events on it. I know that was a challenge too, having some of the events get knocked over.
You know, again, thinking out loud and looking for creative ways, you have, you want to talk a little more about the potential of renting? You said you rent equipment at how much? $7,000 a month?
What budget number? What account renting it come from?
I don't have anything set up for that because there wasn't nothing planned. But I know we're just so far behind now, the roadsides are 2 or 3 foot high.
What's the best timeline, best case on getting that tractor even if you work for one?
You're still looking at 12 to 14 weeks.
Yeah,
so that is a completely.
Just knowing the shortage of stuff. So let's pretend we're here, pretend we're there. Aren't we in a box already? You said there's only 3 months left for mowing. We're behind state mandate.
Yeah, we're in a box already. That's why I had asked before about trying to get the other one to go.
How much was it to get the other one to go?
I think it was almost 6,000 I had to put in there.
You had that 6,000 in there for repair?
Well, no, that was going to be it. Because the new mower was less than the old, I was looking to transfer some out of the equipment to that. It was 5,400.
Is the 5,400 in that equipment repair number?
No, that was going to be out of equipment. I was asking to move money from equipment to equipment repairs.
But financially, at least give you a chance to knock some of it down. You know, if it would be a band-aid, but maybe that would be where you go to fix that problem. You know, that's money.
With those potential repairs, would that carry you through the season?
I don't think it's going to carry us through because that's a lot more. There's a lot of things wrong with that tractor that need to be repaired.
Is that the
It would get us through at least a round, probably. Maybe a little more.
So this, I'm trying to be clear, this tractor that you need to repair the mower, not so much the tractor itself.
Both need repairs.
Okay. What mower was out today that had the side boom on it?
That's the one we use for doing over guide rails and stuff. Yeah. That was out trying to knock down the intersection, so
I saw
people
corner.
Can see.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do a very good job at that part, you know. It's not a flail mower, it's just a
rotary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a bush hog.
But it's getting it down some so people can see that are around some intersections.
Yeah, okay.
And that's probably one of the standing argument they say that you don't do these things. I mean, so I think we're gonna have to come up with something.
I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity because the savings are significant.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if a huge fan of putting $6,000 into a mower that's maybe not going to even last after we do that. Just my opinion. I don't know enough about it. I'm not a huge fan of renting something, but I don't know if that's the worst idea under the circumstances. Moving forward with that tractor and not getting it for 14 weeks, we're already at the end of the mowing season. So we need something sooner.
I think from a dollars and cents standpoint, probably the most feasible would be to not move it there, because we need a tractor immediately to do a long-term rental. You know, get some quotes on that, get us through this year. We fund the work in 2 weeks, we're almost saving 50% right, by having them have a county contract do it for us. And I think that with those savings, that puts us ahead and we do a postponement in the purchase next year, drive a new tractor. And we still do the trade with it. You know, we don't put any money into that.
Well, we're going to be looking at probably tandem next year too. So I got 2,000 years.
I'm trying to get you to wish.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You're talking next year, you want to put the tractor, I think in 2002 or 3, that's definitely your post.
Do you have any other creative ideas?
Crazy ideas?
No, creative. Or other suggestions?
I don't have anything off the top of my head anymore.
I think we have to look to get through this season with this
all.
And I think the rental is it's a thing that can get us through.
Would it help if we had a budget sheet?
This year's budget, we cut a lot last year, so this year's budget is pretty tight. There's no repairs and stuff. So.
If you're coming at home 145, that's from the tractor. So, anyway, what would it take to get the cost on on this rental and how fast you can get one?
Doesn't matter if one goes tomorrow.
We need to wait for numbers, or we can set them up to speed?
What did you say the number was a month? Right now it's about 7,000. So I think we can do a resolution not to exceed $7,000
a month
for a monthly rate.
Now, how long do you want it?
Need it.
Well, by the time you get to the year, we looked at July, August, and September. So.
Well, yeah, a rental is something that's normally available, right? So.
Yeah, that's a matter of finding vital now because we're right into the season.
Okay.
You know, that's good. Like I said, I'll be phone calls tomorrow. I'll let everybody know.
Want to do something
not
to
see?
So it's
not more than 7,000. I don't think.
No, actually, I think it would be quite less than that, but
that's not right. That's a builder. So I would entertain a motion to lease or rent a tractor and flail mowers at a rate not to exceed a monthly rate of $7,000. We'll do a month anyway, because that would be, you can probably do a better deal if you ask them for an extended period. So, not to exceed $7,000 per month for the season, and see if you can get us a treatment rate, which should get us $120,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, so there's the mowing issue. So now,
can I ask a question before we go on that? We need to pull that 7 out of that
to moving forward. We need, if we want to move forward with the Bureau Road culvert replacement and repair of the highway, it's going to require allocating funding in the existing budget. And the original cost for the project, I think it was $334,560. Paul has received indication that we do the project within when the company's in town. Under county contract would be $156,353.20. This was not budgeted for this year. We can do that if we want to utilize funding that was set aside for purchase of a new tractor mower for 2021 year. Is that something that we should do?
Yeah, that go into the
book. All right. So we have in account.
She got it.
So DB5130.2 has a current balance of $145,630. So that means we need to find So 10,723. All right, so before we can make a motion on that, we have to direct where the funding to come from. And we have a recommendation, at least for this evening, on where we should move that money from. The difference of 10,723. Have we done all of our bidding? We haven't started our bidding, right?
No, we've got bidding. We're right now looking for a marker and paper.
We want to, I don't have a breakdown on the road, but I may have that budget on it. We want to pull out of paving for now.
Everything that we left in paving last year were almost necessities to be done.
I understand that. Or for $10,703, it's saying $150,000.
Is cold in place, recycling, and sanitation in your mind?
Yeah, that's scheduled for a couple of weeks from now. We approved that the last meeting.
All 94,000.
And then, excuse me?
All of the 94,200.
No.
You think there's possibly some off?
I could possibly some off of that. I don't have the figures in front of me for what was approved last meeting. For going off.
If I had known earlier, I would have I'm trying to figure out, because I don't think Dorman was less than that 94. I'm almost thinking we might have it right there in the code in place if I had the last meetings.
I mean, we can do it tonight so we can move forward with the work on the culvert. And if you want to go, you know, we can button it up tighter after you take a look at your accounts and where you are. We need to move money within the DB account to do it in court. If you want to take it from somewhere for tonight, I'm okay with that too. Give you that way you have authorization to do the work on the field tonight. And if you come back and do whatever chipping the funds necessary for such an important. Just be cognizant of when you move the funds and you need that account for it.
Right.
We took out our golden road safety for $7,000, culvert for $3,000.
Well, we can take it.
And then you're.
Take it out of paving and timber. If you go, my suggestion, we'll grab it, take it out of paving. Go figure out if they have left in the cold place, in the cold in place recycling, because we don't have the number tonight. So that was the supervisor mentioned that it would be appropriate paperwork to move them back. That or at least like a pull up place where we got some cushion.
I also got to keep the chips reimbursement in play too, so that's the other thing. So we'll take it out of the paving and then I'll get the other one and we'll move it again.
And then, related or not, we got to figure out what's going on today. Take that out.
I will get it down.
We have full of 21K out for the rental, so. I'm hoping that you are.
My
recollection is right. You got money left in.
I won't have that much in it in between any of it.
So, just keep in mind, maybe you want to do 2 months. Maybe you want to rent it for about 1 week period. Then do another week period, and the next month, then another week. I don't know, but, you know, we did the resolution so that you could do all three if you can make it work. If you have a different, you don't have to spend that much. I mean, if you have other ideas on how much mowing you should do, we can trim that down and have that money unencumbered. So, I mean, there's ways to get through this. We don't want to put you on the spot tonight, but we need to button up tonight and you can back with your ideas. Following.
Yeah.
We have to legally have money there for it. That can good work.
Would you be comfortable pulling $20,000 out of paving for now until you sort it out? That would be
good. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you pull $20,000 out of paving tonight, that gives you the 10-7 for the delta on the. Getting your money to do the feeder road, mm-hmm. And that takes some, $75,000 to figure out what we've seen. If you got money left in DB5112, you know, 4233, that you might have money that you can use.
Okay.
So, Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
So, how much do we have in the
contract?
We
were going to transfer out of here first, so.
Wait, so what have we approved so far?
About 20,000.
Actually, we only had 7,000.
Right, it was 7,000. But $2,000.
All right.
So my suggestion is to get 20,000 out of the state.
Okay. And what
kind of that? DD. Let your own check out. DB5112.493.4. Current has a balance of 220,350. That's it.
Alright. And you want to pull 20 and you can
have
20.
Okay.
You want to leave it at 7?
We'll leave it at 7 or.
Go check, go get it. We're still missing the $10,000.
Yeah, more than, yeah, instead of doing the, well, we're doing 7,000, so right now you're saying you're not going to do it, you're not going to secure more than 7,000 worth of volume at this point.
At this point,
okay. So
they make it 17,723, that's fine.
17,723.
And then the transfer of his equipment account, which is DB5130.2, you need to transfer the 145.30.
All right, so. So we're going to need a motion. So what will be the
make a motion to transfer $7,000 out of DB5112.493.4 and for this lease rental, what account would we put that in?
I put it under repairs because we have a lease because we don't have track of work.
Okay, so that transfer is going to DB5130.405.
All right. So you move that?
That's the second.
For a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Second resolution to transfer from DB5130.2 to DB5112.431. So 45.630.00.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And we need one more transfer. And that is a transfer out of DB5112.493.4 to DB5112.431, the amount of $10,723.20, and that's for the purpose of increasing appropriations for the Peter Road culvert account replacement.
If it does, it would be $156,500.
If it does,
sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we have made the transfers and have we authorized the other number?
Now we have to.
All right. So we have a request from the Highway Superintendent to do the Peter Road culvert replacement. Essex County contract, at a price of $156,353.20. The vendor is County Bridge and Rail, PO Box 16395, Albany, New York 12212. And this would come be paid from account DB5112.431.
So
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we have your culvert. We have a candidate mowing the side of the road that you could have anticipated. And you're going to look at the budget to see what you need for transfer to the next quarter.
Good.
few people asking about the concerts in the park down in the south. And I reached out to the Joe Orlos, the village trustee, and he said the village is really interested in it. I guess last year, that's something that they had at the Chamber of Commerce, for sponsors and stuff. But they wanted to, you know, they're wishy-washy back and forth whether they thought they were going to do it. I was just wondering if the board was, we had any money anywhere to put into the, I mean, very popular.
That's a nice question. I don't remember much.
Yeah. We talked about it one time or something, but I don't know if we ever.
I don't think we ever put any money towards it, and I know it happened a couple years ago when the village said they weren't kind of funded or whatever. One of the locals, man, I think it was a gentleman who owns the Cool Beans there. I think he was, he sponsored a bunch of the events, so however they did it a bunch of years ago, this is the first we've heard of it. I mean, being asked to maybe kind of help out with it, so I don't know if their committee that in the village would pick it up and take it up again.
Came with the multiple businesses again, you know, something new
idea?
I guess I did that a couple of years ago, right? Yeah. I just said, oh, we have the budget for it. Maybe not to sponsor the entire thing, but maybe to help offset some of it. If there's entrance to the Chamber of Commerce and local businesses and stuff, I don't know if we'd be willing to maybe jump on board also and, you know, maybe help fund it and not completely fund it. Joe Earl is going to check with the Chamber of Commerce and see what direction they're going to go in. Maybe I can report back and see if there might be some interest in it. See what they've got planned, and maybe we could have more of an idea of what we might be able to do.
I do know they do a lot of people there, so.
Yeah, they do.
That's
all I got.
Any other business?
There's none.